we had a major catastrophic fire the day after Thanksgiving in 2005, and that along with other challenging times in my life in business, the recession 2007-08, just to name another, there are a lot of anxious people out there. And when you're faced with what we have in front of us today with this virus and what it's done to the entire business community nationwide, worldwide, there are a lot more people out there that are concerned, don't know what's going to happen after this is all over. And Constance and I had a conversation with Jally, and we thought it might be a good idea to share some things that didn't necessarily speak to one's challenges and what they might be faced with, and talked about what it is we have to be appreciative of in this community. And the fact that, you know, we want to be able to support each other through all of this. There are businesses that, the hospitality business, the restaurants and bars that are trying to stay afloat with carryout service. And we wanted to promote that. We wanted to promote other businesses. But it wasn't all about that. It was about providing a better feeling about where we are. And that's why we shared our favorite things. We've coined it in that that way to show people what Jally and I enjoy about where we live and where we do business, about the people in our lives, about places we like to see. But more importantly, people have, my sisters, for example, have often referred to me as the great storyteller of the family. So I thought maybe if we mix that, my storytelling ability with some of the places that Jally and I like to, things we like to do, that it might be of interest to some people and take their minds off of the immediate concerns that they might have.